It's a new dawning, brand new mercy. Yesterday's gone.
Joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today is day one in a week-long series of dealing with abusive behaviors. Day one is looking at emotional abuse. Abusive behaviors in relationships, unfortunately, is a common problem. This series on such behaviors will help you to evaluate the abuse level in your past, present, or even in a relationship in someone that you are extremely close with. Abuse is any behavior that is designed to control and subjugate another human being through the use of fear, humiliation, and/or verbal or physical assault. Emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is any kind of abuse that is emotional rather than physical in nature. It can include anything from verbal abuse and constant criticisms to more subtle tactics such as intimidation, manipulation, and or refusal to ever be pleased. Now please hear me when I say, if you are concerned about your relationship or about the relationship of someone that you love, please seek professional local assistance or make sure that that friend or loved one of yours is able to seek local professional care. We here are able to assist you. However, if you're not listening from the local area and you would like to visit an office, please, by all means, find a local professional that will be more than happy to assist you. There are programs that are based on your ability to pay, including programs that your insurance will cover, and there are some programs that are out of pocket that can give you a variety of services. Please take care. Now, we're going to go over what does emotional abuse look like? What are some of the things that would happen? What are some of the things that would be said? Someone who is standing by, if they saw this, could they come to the conclusion that it is emotional abuse? So you need to be extremely careful. Again, it is making an observation, but making sure that it's just a little bit more than perhaps one time. Things can look bad and it be an accident. So please use wise judgment before you say anything to anyone or before you bring in the authorities. But definitely, if you've seen abuse on more than one occasion, please, again, seek professional care. So you may say, again, what does this emotional abuse look like? It can look like when a person calls you names. Now, I'm not talking about a nickname here. I'm talking about out of your name. They're calling you any and everything that is not nice. That's what I mean there. They frequently blame you or criticize you. They isolate you from your family and your friends. They humiliate you on a consistent basis. This person abuses animals. This person ridicules your beliefs, your religion, your race, your class. This person blames you for causing the abuse. This person ridicules or makes you feel bad about remarks about your gender. So to be specific there, it's like saying, you're such a stupid woman. All women are stupid. You're such a dumb man. Men are so dumb. But really, really meaning that and directing it at you. They criticize or they threaten to hurt you, your family, or your friends. They try to keep you from doing something that you really want to do. Perhaps you want to take a knitting class. Perhaps you want to take a karate class. Perhaps you like tinkering with automobiles, or you have a hobby where you build rockets. Anything like that. They want to try to keep you from that. They are angry if you pay too much attention to someone or something else, to your children, to friends, to school, to a hobby, anything. They withdraw their approval, their appreciation, and or their affection. They become angry if meals or housework is not done to his or her liking. Well, we're only partially through our list, but we're going to take a break right here. Don't worry, we will return as we continue with our looking at abusive behaviors, day one of what does emotional abuse look like. We'll be back right after this. We are back. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we're looking at abusive behaviors, emotional abuse. What does it look like? What does it sound like? Emotional abuse, again, is a kind of abuse that is emotional rather than physical in nature. It can include anything from verbal abuse and constant criticism to more subtle tactics such as intimidation, manipulation, and or refusal to ever be pleased. So we were going over our list of emotional abuse, the behaviors, what it looks like, what it sounds like. Let's continue. This person abuses your children. This person takes away car keys, money, or credit cards. Or perhaps they don't physically take your credit card away, but they discontinue your credit card or take your name off or call the credit card company and say that you are no longer an authorized user. They no longer leave you money if that was something that was an agreement between the two of you, perhaps to purchase groceries or to get to and fro if you take public transportation or even for gas money. In taking your car keys away, many times car keys also include house keys. So if your house keys are attached to your car keys, you also can't leave your home unless you're able to leave your door unlocked, and many times that would not be safe behavior either. This person makes contradictory demands. Come here. Sit down. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't you eyeball me. Contradictory demands. This person does not include you in important decisions. This person does not allow you to sleep. We know that sleep deprivation is definitely used as a tactic for someone to confess to something. Perhaps they want you to confess to something that you have not done, or something that they are trying to project onto you as something that you're guilty of, when in fact you have not done it. Sleep deprivation will also make you hallucinate all types of things, which they will simply use against you. Repeatedly harassing you about things you did in the past, especially some things that perhaps you may have done when you weren't even in a relationship with them, inclusive of all of your past, especially if they know about it. They threaten to leave you or told you that they would leave you when they know that that is of a concern to you. They threaten to commit suicide. No one wants to be responsible for someone else's suicide. They check up on you in that they listen to your phone calls, they look at your phone bill, they're checking the mileage on your car, they're checking up on you, but they're checking in on your life. They tell people that you suffer from mental illness. Don't listen to anything she says. She's bipolar. Don't listen to him. He always gets that way. He has anger management issues. They tell someone that you have mental illness to place doubt in the other person's mind about you. They interfere with your work or your school. For example, they provoke a fight in the morning so that you'll be all discombobulated before you go to class. Or they call you at work and harass you so that you will not be able to concentrate. They minimize or they deny the abusive behavior. Oh, I don't do that type of thing. What are you talking about? I would never do that to you. Ah, you're crazy. They break dates and or cancel plans without reason. They know that you've spent money. They know that you're getting ready. And out of the blue, nope, I don't want to go. They use drugs and or alcohol to excuse said behavior. They use phrases like, I'll show you who's boss, or I'll put you in line, or perhaps, remember, this is till death do we part. They use loud or intimidating tones of voice. They come home at late hours, refusing to give you an explanation. Now, perhaps it's not just one of these things that you're experiencing. You're experiencing numerous, numerous accounts. If that's the case, please seek professional local care. Well, when we get back, I'm going to give you some scripture base that you can use that will help encourage you and perhaps give you some direction. We'll be back right after this. We are back. Thank you for listening to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Tester. This week, we are doing a series on looking at abusive behaviors. Today is day one, and we're focusing on emotional abuse. Abusive behaviors in any relationship, unfortunately, is a common problem. Abuse is any behavior that is designed to control and or subjugate another human being through the use of fear. Emotional abuse is the kind of abuse, again, that is emotional rather than physical in nature. It can be anything from verbal abuse to constant criticism to more subtle tactics such as intimidation, manipulation, and refusal to ever be pleased. So let's turn to Scripture and see, does Scripture allow for such behaviors, or are we given any type of directive? Our full scripture is 1 Peter 3 and 7. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. To speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. Again, we are to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, and to be gentle, to show perfect courtesy towards all people. Proverbs 15 and 1. Proverbs 15 and 1 reminds us that a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs of anger. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than a believer. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20 reminds us, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Again, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Ephesians 4, 29. Ephesians 4, 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. James 1, 26. James 1, 26. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves and their religion. James 3, 10. James chapter 3, verse 10. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Ephesians 4, 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Ephesians 4, 31. Ephesians 4, 31. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. I want to say thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Again, this is an important week. We are looking at abusive behaviors. If you need professional care, please seek a local professional. If you happen to be in the Long Beach, California area, we are here to help you. New Life Pastoral Counseling, www.newlifepastoralcounseling.com. The phone number here to the office is 562-209-2083. 562-209-2083. Bye-bye.